You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
The Obamagate scandal. We're going to talk about Obama, his gate scandal, whatever. So yeah, we're going to start with Obamacare. First off, it hasn't been fully repealed. Why is that? Is that because of the coronavirus scandal holdout that they've been waiting for? Was it promised to healthcare physicians and doctors and the whole healthcare industry that this is eventually going to pay out? So they've got to deal with the losses that they took during his term with the whole Obamacare enactment in order to profit later on with this whole quote-unquote coronavirus. That's a scandal. It's a flat-out scandal. Let's say you're forcefully taken to the hospital, as I was, and then you have your vitals taken. Well, guess what? You're about to get billed for that, whether you like it or not. Let's say you've got the free healthcare. Cool, that'll pay for it. But still, your duty is now to call in and to provide your insurance. Otherwise, they're gonna bill you and stick it on your credit report that you didn't pay. They'll have creditors come after you. So yeah, Obamacare. Anyways, Obama's a goddamn pedophile. I mean, think about it. The whole Comet Pizza, Pizzagate scandal, serving quote-unquote pizza to constituents, whenever we know that pizza is a reference to a young child. I believe it's a young female child. But so yeah, serving pizza to constituents, that's ridiculous. And it's gross. And it was exposed in these Podesta emails that were hacked, which was not, how do you say it? It's not a legal way to go after it. Yet, it may have been unethical, but something had to be done to expose this. So you've got to kind of excuse, I believe it's Julian Assange, for his unethical act in acquiring these emails. That's if I've got that right. I still don't fully understand what exactly happened, but all, you know, and I targeted Julian Assange for it, but I'm going to go ahead and say I may have been wrong by targeting him for that, because, you know, now that this has come out in the open, now everybody is able to understand what's going on in the political realm and has been going on for years. It's wrong. It's not okay. Hillary Clinton should not have had a private server where everybody could have a free-for-all. I mean, eventually it was going to come out anyways, but it had to come out when it had to come out, and it should have came out a lot sooner. The truth should have come out a lot sooner. And perhaps maybe it was supposed to, but with the way Obama's a fucking loser, you know, he's gone out of his way to thwart any kind of negativity towards him and his failed campaign. And I say failed campaign because look at the ways he's been failing. Obama failed. Obama failed with Obamacare. And then turn around and try to make it up with a quote-unquote disaster, a fabricated disaster, you know, that we call the coronavirus pandemic. You know, COVID-19, let me see your ID. It's ridiculous. You know, who else has that kind of time to fuck with everybody else in such a way that they want the motherfucker dead? Like, you can't avoid the fact that several people want Obama dead. Like, they want him to pay for his crimes through treason, which is certain death. Now, Trump can come in and be like, no, max jail time. What? No. Look at all the lives they are taking through this coronavirus pandemic. People who have weak immune systems that should not be dead right now. So yeah, justice needs to be served. They want the motherfucker dead. Several people want Obama to pay for his crimes. And I'm, instead of continuing to repeat myself and reiterate the statements and whatnot, I'm just going to keep moving on, because there are a lot of things to talk about here. Seriously though, who else has that time, that kind of time to fuck with everybody else in the world? It's not just America. it's everybody. Everybody is supposedly affected by this in some kind of way or another. Draining people's bank accounts. By force, even. Like, was done to me. By Raheem Robinson. Son of somebody. But David Robinson of the NBA team, I don't want to talk about this, and I'm trying not to talk about this, but the San Antonio Spurs, David Robinson, that's his nephew. Guess who else I allege is a Robinson that's related to them? Michelle Obama. But we're going to keep moving on. Obama is a motherfucking duck. Walks like a duck, talks like a duck, looks like a duck, must be a duck. Yeah, and then Raheem Robinson calls me a duck? Yeah, okay, sure, sure. This fucking duck 2020 and posts a picture of me on his Instagram. Word gets back to me, Raheem. Word definitely gets back to me. You think I don't know what you're doing? Anyways, moving on. Obama ducks and dodges bullets like his life depends on it. And we're talking about proverbial said bullets. He's always dodging a bullet here and there. I mean, who's friends with Obama anyways? Where's Obama been hiding all this time ever since he's come out of office? Netflix is friends with Obama. Seriously, where's Obama been hiding all this time? Because he's not open and out in the public so people can get him finally or whatever. You know, the horrible things that people want to do to this guy who has done nothing but terrorize their lives. Obama is a fucking dick. He shows his hard dick off to reporters while on the phone on Air Force One, I believe. You know, people are filming him showing off his hard dick through his pants. Like, that's gross, dude. It's sick. This fucking dickhead has a nerve to fuck with everybody's goddamn life. Like, do you see how Trump is right by saying Obamagate? He posted it on his Twitter. It's right there. You can see it. Go look. Just the words Obamagate. Capital letters. Which is what triggered this podcast. Which is what triggered a lot of people to be covering quote-unquote Obamagate right now. Seriously, this fucking dickhead has a nerve to fuck with everyone's goddamn life. Obama is a fucking asshole. What kind of asshole goes out of his way to make everybody's lives so fucking miserable? Real question. Real question, what kind of asshole does this type of shit? Puts everyone in dire straits that can't afford to pay their bills right now. If you can't afford to pay your bills, blame Obama. Blame Bill Gates and everybody and Fauci, of course. But apparently Obama is one of the top heads of this. Now he can't be the one controlling all of this. He can't be. There's got to be somebody else more powerful than him. And who's more powerful than him? Somebody behind the scenes who's hiding harder than he is. That's putting together all these secret crystal parties, those crystal skull parties. Think about this. Think about this really long and hard. Who is this said devil man? It can't just be Obama. But okay, yeah, he's still a piece of shit. You know, Obama is a piece of shit. What kind of piece of shit encourages people to unnaturally be gay for clout? If you're gay on your own, God bless you, that's your choice. You're entitled to that. This is a free country, or I'm sorry, this is a free nation. But seriously, what kind of piece of shit encourages people to unnaturally be gay for clout? They come out and say that they're gay for clout, for that recognition. I won't be naming any names simply because I don't care to, and two, I don't even remember. The shit was so stupid, it's just ridiculous. What kind of piece of shit spreads lies about everyone else? What kind of piece of shit convinced someone to get plastic surgery and a partial sex change? Seriously, still got the dick, but got facial surgery and tits. Makes you wonder. What kind of piece of shit destroys happy families? Straight up. Obama is a fucking plagiarist. He's gone well out of his way to put my creations that I've created and wrote scripts for and had ideas for and has ripped off the fucking Band-Aid of these and stuck it to something else. And then had them release it. Film it and release it. Yeah, he's a fucking plagiarist. And then drags the other plagiarist, poor old Joe Biden, and drags him into all this. He's probably got this dude under some kind of catch 22, because nobody's got to be that fucking stupid. I don't care how many brain surgeries you've had, which the fucking guy has had 2 brain surgeries. Seriously, Obama, leave the old poor motherfucking pedophile out of this. It's ridiculous. Obama is a stalker. What kind of guy just sits around stalking other people's social medias, just looking for a way to fuck with them? I know for a fact that he's been stalking my TikTok and things like that. Like, I purposely unblocked him on Twitter just to see what he's gonna do. And I'm not even gonna name the things because, one, there's so many. And two, I don't wanna remember this shit about my life. It's bad enough already. Seriously, what kind of guy is a stalker enough to just sit around stalking people on their social medias just looking for a way to fuck with them? What kind of asshole does this? God damn. Obama is a fucking nightmare. You know, I had this dream that I was getting out of jail, persecuted for crimes I didn't commit, and seeing women I can't touch or even communicate with walking down the street because, one, I'm scared of what they might say or do just by saying, hey, how are you doing? Or making a funny comment to them. It's fucking stupid. You can't even have conversations with people anymore. That's how ridiculous this Obamagate scandal really is. I mean, holler if you hear me. Amen if you hear me. You know, Obama showed up in my nightmare spinning in circles in Piccadilly Square, which signifies that he has been secretly looking at things like my TikTok where I was in the Alaska State Capitol touring the building on my own. And I did this funny video where I was spinning around in circles in the Alaska State Capitol. And so for him to be doing it in my dream is symbolization to me. It's an interpretation that he's been looking at my TikTok. Why? Why are you so concerned with me, my campaign, my potential presidency, that you would go out of your way to stalk? Why am I even talking directly to him? He's an asshole. I'm tired of him. And then, you know, I asked him, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I went to go the opposite direction because you can go in a circle. And I was going to go the opposite direction. I said, you know what? No, I'm going to go this way. And I go over there to him. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, and we ended up having this conversation. I don't remember what was all said, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to take up your offer and I will go with you. I'll see what you're up to. And so we met up with Michelle Obama on the side of the street. Hey, Michelle, you know, and we walked up to her. And then I just started scolding Michelle, who is Michael LaVon Robinson, to just tell people that there's a dick between them legs. And I mean scolding. Just tell them. We all fucking know. And then they do this spider totem pole. Remember how you spider on the swing set with somebody that you liked back in the day? That was like what you did with your potential girlfriend or whatever. Well, they start telling people, come on, get on top, you know? And then so like they're all spidering up in this like totem pole like shape. It was like some kind of circus act or some shit. And here I am refusing to join in. You know, and at the end of all this, I'm just like, what the fuck did I just witness? I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Really weird fucking dream. I don't know what it means, but I mean, I've got an idea about it, which in the Alaskan state capital, which is Juneau, outside of, Sea, Alaska, they have this totem pole where there's like this lizard sticking his tongue out as if it's about to eat a baby or it's licking a baby in its crotch. Like, I don't understand. If you've seen the totem pole and you know what I'm talking about, then you're probably just as puzzled. If you even took the time to notice that was in the middle of that fucking main totem pole in the middle, because there's 3 totem poles, but in the middle of that middle totem pole, halfway up, there's like some kind of creature holding a baby and it's like eating it, like, I don't know, licking its crotch. I have no idea, but it's sick. It's sick. And I pointed this out before, but I mean, it's just sick. Maybe I'll put this up on my Twitter because it's just nuts. Obama is a fucking terrorist. Look at what he's done. Look at what he's doing. And everyone he's victimized. Only Guitaros would do this shit. Look at what he's doing to our nation, much less the world. Look at the fact that there's a highway and streets named after this vile piece of shit. It's like a Saddam Hussein statue that we all tore down, by the way. You know, is this revenge? Is all of this shit going on revenge for what we did to Saddam? We hung that motherfucker, I'll remind you. We hung that motherfucker for treason, I'm sure. And you know, Obama can get the same through a conviction for treason. Fuck Obama the way he fucked you. That's right. Fuck Obama the way he fucked you. Because we all know that motherfucker is fucking everybody. Fuck him right in the ass with a great big, huge, red, white, and blue American dildo. Fuck Obama. Seriously, fuck that motherfucker. The Obama Femet. Michelle Obama is the goddamn quote-unquote goat with a dick and fake tits. Seriously, what the fuck kind of monster is that? That's a monstrosity. And anybody with half a brain who looks at that motherfucker and then is just like, what the fuck is that? I mean, people are saying, like, that's the ugliest motherfucking thing I've ever seen in the world. What is that? That's definitely not a girl. That's a guy. That's a monstrosity. You know, Obama doesn't care about gays. It's clear. He just does this shit for clout. Obama doesn't care about you. Obama only cares about one thing, himself. Even his son will tell you. You didn't know Obama has a son? Yeah, Obama's a deadbeat dad. And has people calling me a deadbeat dad? Fuck you. Fuck you. Put yourself in my shoes. Fuck you. You couldn't spiritually afford to fucking do that, to live through what I've been through and to come out unscathed as I have. No way. You know, okay, so just to prove that Obama is a deadbeat dad, why is Malia, quote-unquote, Obama, who is supposedly Jamie Foxx's daughter, supposedly, because I don't know for sure, but that's the word, why is she drinking underage? Why was she drinking underage downtown in Scottsdale at the bars in the Saddlebag Loop? Everybody on Camelback knows the Saddlebag Loop in Scottsdale. Why was she there? Who allowed her to drink? You know, she's using her cool kid status over other kids' heads to initiate them to do things, like puke in my car. If you haven't heard my freaking podcast, Puke My Ride, definitely search for that and go look for that. If you need to look for it and you don't have the search functionality, go to sheriffx.com/podcast and search for that. So yeah, Obama is a deadbeat dad. Obama. Obama is an abomination of God. Obama isn't Christian. Obama is a Muslim. Seriously, you didn't know that Obama has a fucking son? His name is Omar bin Laden. Look him up. Look him up on acapnews.com. Because on acapnews.com, it talks all about how Osama bin Laden's not really dead. And his son is contesting the fact that he's supposedly dead. So yeah, the only answer is that he faked his death and became the U.S. president to terrorize everybody. Is all of this starting to be pieced together for you? How Osama bin Laden is Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, think about that. Hussein Obama. We seriously elected somebody with the middle name Hussein. Nobody even knew who he was. Nobody knew where he came from because he just appeared out of nowhere and had this fabricated story about how he was, who he came, how he became what he was, and Chicago and all this crap. Maybe he was in Chicago, but he was in Chicago as Barack Hussein Obama. Now, he doesn't have a history in Chicago. He fabricated a history in Chicago. He fabricated his birth certificate, just like Trump said and suggests. I mean, think about this. Really think about this. Obama is a fucking Muslim. This country, this nation was built on God, not Allah. Like, what the fuck? Seriously. You know, Obama, you know, he has to abide by this, that Muslims have 1 month of peaceful behavior, which happens to be in September, and what happened September 11th, a deep fake. You can contest that, and you can say, oh yeah, 9/11 really happened all you want, but the facts point out that it really didn't happen, that it was a faked event, it was a staged tragedy, just like Las Vegas shooting, just like... I don't even want to, like, just like this fucking virus scandal. This is bullshit. It's a clear scandal. You can be dragged into the fucking hospital and be forced to pay for services that you didn't ask for. You didn't ask to have your vitals run, and you sure as hell didn't get the fucking test because it cost too much goddamn money. But the hospitals are going to get their money for you, whether you like it or not, out of the insurance. And the insurance should drop the hospitals. Insurances should not be covering hospitals for this shit right now. But hey, that's neither here nor there. You know, the fact that Muslims only have 1 month of peaceful behavior and they pulled this shit on 9/11 should tell you everything. There was no terrorizing on 9/11. It was a peaceful jihad. Don't you understand? You were subjected to and victimized by this. But hey, peaceful jihad, right? Which is something Omar bin Laden actually talks about. And then, you know, one of these Muslims goes on there with fucking Ben Asshole, whatever the fuck his name is, I don't even care. And he says jihad with a fucking smile on his face, like, fuck you. You know, we need to hit this motherfucking Obama right where it hurts, right in his asshole pockets. That's right, hit him in the pockets, you know? Obama, I swear to God, Obama does what he does for clout because Obama is a bitch. Obama is Osama bin Laden. It's a fucking fat. Face the fucking music, you piece of shit motherfucker. Low life, scummy, buttbag faggot. You can sit there and you can say, oh yeah, you lost me. Oh yeah, he's not Obama. You know, he's not Osama bin Laden. You can say that all you fucking want. But you're going to have to face the fucking facts that Osama bin Laden, who pulled this bullshit 9/11 scam and all this other shit, and is a billionaire because of his fucking daddy, who's in construction, is, in fact, without a fucking doubt, Barack Hussein Obama. You hear me? You hear me loud and clear?